Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you think real-life police stuff is the same as your favorite crime TV show? Well, I found out last night that's just not the case. We'll tell you how different it is coming up next.
Real life isn't like the movies?
No, it's not.
Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
Don't believe the hype. Well, 2 weeks ago, my wife Jess was robbed of her purse. A dude took it from the passenger seat as my wife was in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary, but she filed a police report, and Milwaukee police, I mean, they've done a great job from the responding officer to the detectives involved. They've been in contact with her, and I tell you what, they do a great job. They're very personable, too. They really care about, you know, what happened to victims. So yesterday, my wife gets a call from a detective and says, hey, we rounded some people up who've been doing some bad stuff. Wanted to know if you wanted to come down and see if you can pick him out in a police lineup.
Like what you see in
exactly.
TV and the movies.
Exactly like
so
you
wait,
see.
So wait, is she behind that mirror that she can see them, but they can't see her?
Yes, that one-way mirror where you can only see them, you know, and the lights are really bright where they are, and it's dark in
and
your
is there
room.
A detective, woman that has a really cool business suit on, and she's got her hands on her hips, and there's those white plastic cups on the tables that they're drinking water out of?
You're thinking about the interrogation room, I think. I don't think you're in the wrong.
No, that's when they're on the other side of the glass.
When she got to the station, yeah. Did they play this sound?
Producer Dave, good one.
I felt that way, too, because I went to support her, and, you know, the detective says, well, you can't be in there because you weren't part of the crime. You don't know. I don't want you influencing her. So I'm like, oh, that's fine. I'm just here for support. So we had to show up at about 6:30.
But okay? Do they have that screen behind the people that are being accused that show the lines and the height?
Yeah, it shows you how tall they are. And But here's the thing, you know, the detective said they
don't want this to happen to me, but I kind of feel like I want this to happen.
Oh, I know. I wanted to see it, but they wouldn't let me see it. But everybody had to be, you know, all the alleged perpetrators had to be, you know, dressed the same, kind of the same height. So an hour into it, we still, you know, she still hasn't gone in to see the lineup. So I'm like, well, I got to get home and make some dinner and get the dog fed and stuff. She finally got home like almost 3 hours later. It was after 9 o'clock when she got home. Just takes a while to get everything all situated, and you want to make sure everything's done the right way.
Well, you don't want to accuse the wrong person.
And that too. You know, you want to pick out the wrong person.
It's like those eye exams, left or right, A or B. And then you feel like the eye doctor's just playing tricks on you.
Could you say it again, please, one more time? So yeah, she had to go through that, and I think she found the person who did it, kind of pointed that person out. So now who knows if that person says, well, no, I'm going to court. Now she's going to have to be a witness. So this whole court thing will drag out. It's not just like a 1 hour episode of something. It's a little bit longer than that. Producer Dave.
So if that person isn't the person, does she have to go back in and do another lineup? You know, like if it ends up being that she accidentally
picked the wrong person.
No, because if she picked one, you know, you can't say, oh no, it wasn't that person. It was that person.
Right.
So once you kind of put a decision out there, that's pretty much a final decision. But I thought it was really cool to wear the badges.
Fascinating.
The badges around their neck, you know, all the detectives. And the detectives are really cool. I wanted to ask them if I could wear one just to see what it felt like. Because, you know, I wanted to be a police officer before radio.
So what day of the week is the next episode?
You know what? I think it's going to be a Thursday night.
Prime time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.